Anti-war communities across upstate New York organized a 10-day walk to Fort Drum in May. And we found from participating in that that out in the rural communities, there's overwhelming support for people doing anti-war organizing, and there was just like a real thirst for people to even just talk and ventilate about what they were going through. Tons of military families that were kind of suffering in silence and isolation. So we realized that we haven't really done this kind of community outreach even within our own communities in the city.
I think that the war is everyone's problem and in this country, and not everyone feels like they have any way to engage their aversion to the war, any way to, you know, really speak out against the war.
One thing that the march is doing is reaching out to communities that might feel separated from the anti-war movement, and that's a tough thing to do. I mean, the last march we had, the first time I heard this, it was kind of like quaint. Somebody said, "I thought I was the only one. I didn't know there was an anti-war movement in Rochester." But then the third time I heard it, within an hour, it got scary.